With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin denouncing those who advocate, quote, an American retreat from responsibility. Pentagon chief says sustained U.S. leadership is needed to help keep the world as safe, free, and prosperous.
President Biden has said American leadership is what holds the world together. From Russia to China, from Hamas to Iran, our rivals and foes want to divide and weaken the United States and to split us off from our allies and partners.
Speaking at the Reagan National Defense Forum in California, Austin says the U.S. is continuing to pressure Israel to protect Palestinian civilians as it targets Hamas.
Israel is in a hard fight against a cruel enemy in one of the most densely populated areas on earth. But democracies like ours are stronger and more secure when we uphold the law of war. So we will continue to press Israel to protect civilians.
Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump stumping in Iowa, telling supporters he plans to increase fossil fuel production.
So many bad things have happened to our country, but we're going to turn it around, and I think we can do it fast. We're going to drill, and we're going to be drilling like you have never seen before.
Well, the former president says he will not force American drivers to convert to electric vehicles like the Biden administration is doing.
We're going to end your mandate on cars. You know, you have cars. Here's the problem with an electric car. They don't go far. Very simple.
OPEC oil cartel and allied producers have made another big swipe at propping up lagging crude prices. They've come out of an online meeting with more than 2 million barrels per day in voluntary cuts through the first 3 months of next year. This is SRN News. Religious freedom issues are being raised in Ukraine.
Ever since the invasion by Russia, Ukrainian officials have been cracking down on churches it accuses of being sympathetic to the invaders. Now the United Nations is raising concerns, especially about a proposed law that would shut down all religious organizations with ties to countries in armed conflict with Ukraine. Russian Orthodox officials in Ukraine say they are loyal to the country, and some have publicly condemned the invasion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion officially becomes part of Ohio's Constitution December 7th, 1 month after voters approved the amendment. But how soon the impact of the new law is felt remains unclear. Existing abortion-related suits are moving again through the courts now that voters have decided the issue. The amendment did not repeal any existing Ohio laws. Lawmakers are moving to repeal the state's heartbeat law. This is SRN News. A Navy plane that overshot a runway and wound up in the water will soon be lifted out.
Officials plan to use inflatable cylinders to lift and roll the PA-8 off a coral reef in Hawaii before removal from the ocean waters, where it crashed while trying to land at Marine Corps Base Hawaii November 20th. The Navy commander says they're confident the operation can be carried out without further damaging the reef. None of the nine people on board at the time were injured. And while an investigation continues, the Navy released underwater video showing landing gear wheels resting on crushed coral. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Well, meanwhile, the search continuing for seven missing U.S. military personnel. That follows the crash of an Osprey off the coast of southern Japan. U.S. Air Force officials do say that one body has been recovered. Participants in the search include both U.S. and Japanese forces. More details at SRNnews.com.